Hello and welcome to another podcast. Just got this news here as I was setting up a podcast to record. The headlines: Biden questions whether Trump's impeachment trial could hinder his agenda. We all know what his agenda is. As Democrats prepare to impeach Trump for the second time, Joe Biden is rushing to ensure the effort does not derail his agenda or confirmation of his cabinet picks in the earlier days of his administration. Trump could be impeached as soon as Wednesday for what House Democrats see as his role in the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Him inciting riots at the Capitol, he had nothing to do with it. He said, come there peacefully. So that makes the whole article just false right there alone. So now that they want to impeach him, and Biden's getting scared if it's going to actually derail his agenda. Imagine that. Trump never said to go to the Capitol and riot whatsoever. He said the same thing about going to the Capitol as he did about any other rally that he held throughout the United States. You didn't see anything happen there. So he has nothing to do with the riots in or around the Capitol. No more than he had about all the burning and everything else that we had going on in the streets all of 2020. It was people that just had enough, and also some on the left that was there too, to acting like they were actually Trump supporters trying to blend in, which didn't work. They actually got exposed of being the fools that they really are. So they can blame Trump for any and everything they want, but they don't have any facts to back it up with. They just claim it. That's all they do. They are afraid if they don't get rid of him, which they've been trying ever since, even before he was in office, to get rid of him because he didn't fit their agenda, their narrative of what they want in the country. Here they are, less than 9 days before he leaves the White House, after they cheated, of course, they tried to impeach him. The only thing that I can see, the reason why they want to impeach him, would be so he could not rerun in 2024 and wipe them up and get them out of the office and undo everything that they put in place for the next 4 years. That's what they're afraid of. Because they already seen him do it once with, like, Obamacare, just destroyed it piece by piece and took it apart, dismantled it after they put it together. And they're afraid that he's going to do it again if they don't stop him now. And it don't matter how many sites out there that just wants to ban Trump and other free thinkers, it's not going to stop them people of getting their word out. There's other sites. I know Parler, it was dismantled per se, or dropped from the net by Amazon. But is that going to stop them people that was on Parler going from somewhere else? No. There's other sites that are not thinking as the left do. They are free thinkers, and they're going to stand up, and they're going to let people be on their site. There's always going to be a location and a place for people to have freedom of speech. You cannot stop that. Even people like me, how significant little dot on this world. I was there in D.C. with all them free thinkers, and I recorded very, very much of video, and I posted some of that video on different sites. I posted some on Facebook, and the good old we call fact checkers said it was not true. Even though I'm the one that recorded it, I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw what happened. I heard people saying what happened, and I saw it firsthand, but it's not true because they say it wasn't true, even though I know it was. Just that event there and me posting something that I saw firsthand, not something that somebody else saw and posted, but something that I saw and recorded myself, and they tell me that it's not true, basically telling me to my face that you're lying. Well, now I know even more than I already knew that social media is nothing but full of BS. And they don't care who you are, what you think, and if you're not fitting their agenda, then they just gonna block you. They blocked me for 3 days. That's okay. I got plenty other platforms because here I am on Anchor and many other platforms. Not going to stop us from having free speech. That's just a fact. They're not going to stop us. Because more they try, more freedom of speech we're going to have. And then I think it's kind of ironic that they say Trump is citing violence for people to be violent. But here we are, them claiming that, and then banned him from Twitter and many other platforms. But yet, at the same time, the BLM and Antifa and any other group out there, all in year 2020, looting, rioting, burning buildings down, killing people, and they still have all their social media platform accounts active and posting and making whatever comments that they want. Isn't that kind of one-sided BS? I think so. I mean, just little things like, why isn't all the votes not getting looked at? Irregular activity that has been shown one video after another, rather it's true or not. Shouldn't it be at least investigated, gone through courts like the Constitution says it should? And then at the end they said, no, we found nothing. But don't even take the case. That's more BS. That's all you can sum it up as BS. And I've seen many posts and news articles saying they are trying to classify Trump supporters as a terrorist group in one shape or form or another. Well, that goes back to the old saying, one apple spoils the whole bunch. Just because 20 or 30 people of a group of million people do something wrong, that does not mean the whole group is bad. That's just the way it works. But the left thinks otherwise. Because how about the BLM and Antifa out there going through the streets, burning places down, burning businesses down that didn't have nothing to do with what they were per se peaceful protest. If that's the case, everybody that agrees that they were doing the right thing, then that means you're just as bad as they are. If you wanted to use that logic on the other side, can't have it, you know, just your way. It goes both ways. Then you have Amazon pretty much shuts down Parler. And now I've seen in the news articles that Parler is suing Amazon. We'll see how that goes. It's probably just going to fizzle away and nothing comes of it. It's just a shame that it has to come to that. Because social media, they are a private business. Amazon, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and any other ones out there, they are private businesses. They have the right to let what goes on their site or what does not go on their site. Just like you go to that convenience store, that is a private business. They just let you go in there, but that is their own private business. We all know them signs, no shoes, no shirt, no service. Well, they can say the same thing on a social media site. No hate speech, no foul language, or your account would be suspended, deleted, removed, whatever they want. Freedom of speech is not in private businesses. That is why you have a protest. If you go to, say, Walmart, you don't like what their policy is, then you go out there and you have a protest peacefully and get the policies changed. Simple. Because if you want to take just what a few of massive group does and category the whole group as that, then why not just take what a few police officers do that are bad, that do bad conduct in their job, things they don't supposed to do? Are you going to say all police officers are bad? Apparently the left thinks so because they want to defund the police. See how that works? That's all they want. It don't fit their agenda. They could do whatever it takes to have more control. And the ones on the left does not like the control that we have. We don't have to wait for some big hot shot from Hollywood reach out to us and say, hey, you want to be on our show? No, we just pick up our phone, smart device, tablet, computer, click on a few buttons, and we're broadcasting to the whole world. They don't like for us to have that kind of power. That's why they delete your comments. That's why they suspend your accounts. That's why they delete your accounts. That's why they delete the whole website, like Parler, because the right wing is always on Parler. They don't like that. So how they control it? They just shut it down. They want that control in their hands, not ours. Well, I hate to tell them, not going to stop us. Not at all. You might shut one door, that means another door will open. They want to have the power. The ones that they don't want to have the power is we the people. The reason, the main reason, one of the main reasons why I went to D.C. is because it was going to be one big event, and it's going to be in a big event of history. And also, I wanted to see firsthand of actually what goes on in a big event like that. I've been to rallies, I've been to music concerts and stuff, but nothing this big, and it's going to be, you know, historical of forever. It really opened up my eyes of what I saw, what I recorded, what I posted, and then was told that's not true. Even though I saw it for my own self, that opened my eyes even more how much the big tech is trying to take control of what you see and what you don't. And what, like Facebook fact checkers need to be fact checked because they are telling you lies. That I know firsthand because I put something up there that I recorded from DC and told what I saw in the video, what was going on. And they said it's not true, even though I saw it. That tells me right there, I cannot believe any fact checkers or basically any of the big tech companies like Facebook and Twitter, Instagram and all them. If they're willing to delete your account, suspend your account and tell you that you're lying in your face after you know for a fact that you saw what happened and you're one that recorded it and posted it, that tells you right there. They're full of BS and they're not reliable source for facts. It is crazy that this world has come to this point, but I saw it firsthand. I'm glad I went, because that just gave me another perspective, another outlook of what really is going on in this world. It's a crying shame that actually is happening, not just in my time, but any time at all. This is supposed to be the freest country in the world, and it's becoming controlled by idiots. And if we don't stand up and fight now, we may never get it back. One thing I saw today, right before I made this podcast, even though they sitting there and brutally accusing Trump, one thing after another, after another, after another, and try to impeach him, everything they had, they threw the book, they threw the desk. I mean, they threw everything they had at him for years that he was in the office. Now, here they are trying to impeach him for the second time. And what does Trump do? Trump goes down to the border wall and makes a speech as normal he would. Congratulate them on a well done job. As if everything is normal. He knows he don't have nothing to worry about. Even if they impeach him and get him removed. Do you think that's the only Republican that's capable of actually running in 2024? How about Trump Jr.? You never know. There's other Republicans out there that is standing behind and standing tall and right along with Trump administration of what he wants to accomplish in the office. And if they run and they just continue what he was doing, then that's just going to piss them off even more. Because after 4 years, if Biden gets in, still don't know, something could happen that he don't get in, any of the Democrats. They already know in the past, they had 8 years in, put all that stuff in order as they see fit. And then Trump came in 4 years and just ripped it all apart, piece by piece. They're afraid that another Republican would get in and do the exact same thing. So this is going to be very interesting how this actually ends up. I know we only have, it's the 12th, so it's only like 8 days. A lot can happen in 8 days. They say tomorrow, on Wednesday, possibly, you know, get him impeached. Will that stop him? It didn't stop him last time. He kept going. So we'll see how this actually turns out. What amazes me the most is how can a human being like Trump or anybody take all the brutal beatings, threats that he has taken in all these years and just keeps going day after day after day. I mean, I've seen him, he'll have a rally in one city, get in a plane, fly to another state and have another rally, and then get in a plane and go have another rally in the same day. And here it is, only 8 days left before the 20th, whether that's going to be his last day or not, we don't know. And he's still going out and speaking to the people that he's been fighting for all the time that he's been in office. He has not given up. As I said, it's going to be very interesting how this turns out. If he don't stay in office and the cheater Biden gets in office, what's going to happen for the next 4 years? Then the question is, what's going to happen 4 years from now if we make it to that point? If some people, as they were at the Capitol, so frustrated couldn't stand it anymore with all of what they have seen, corruption in the electoral votes, mail-in ballots, and nobody wanted to investigate any of it. Because that's what they saw online. That's what they heard. Now, are they just going to get so frustrated they're going to have an outrage, launch out against any enforcement that the left administration puts on them when and if Biden actually gets in office? Are we going to see more rioting because people just fed up? I mean, we saw it all in 2020, going down the streets, burning buildings down, blowing things up, killing people. As the Bible says, you know, an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. Where do you draw the line? I know you're supposed to be peaceful protesters, but if you don't stand up and fight for what you believe is right, are the enemy just going to keep walking all over you? I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. Time will only tell. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you're doing well. And all I can say is God bless America. And hopefully we survive all of this mess that we have seen happen in 2020. And I knew that 2020, when it was over, it was not over. It was so big. 2020 was so big, it just couldn't hold it all. So it's bleeding into 2021. And I do believe it's going to bleed throughout the next 4, 5, 6, or 7 years, if not longer. Hopefully it gets better. Snap in your seatbelts. Hold on tight, because it's getting ready to be a rough ride. And hopefully we can survive and have a cup of coffee and chat about it when it's all over. Until then, God bless and stay safe.